Another presentation I was curious about mm-hmm. your thoughts about was the AVAIL study.
Right.
Can you kind of go through sort of what that looked at and what they presented here?
Sure. So that was a European study of gemcitabine and cisplatin with or without bevacizumab. And they actually looked at two doses of bevacizumab, 7.5 milligrams per kilogram or 15 milligram per kilogram dose. But again, the 15 was the dose used in the ECOG 4599 carboplatin study from the U.S. Their study was initially an overall survival study, but they changed it to be a progression-free survival endpoint. And the data presented yesterday was just the progression-free survival results. Overall survival wasn't mature yet. And what they showed was a statistically significant improvement in progression-free survival. Not a big difference, but a real difference, statistically so, with both the 7.5 and the 15. They weren't powered to compare 15 to 7.5, just both of those doses to the placebo.
I mean, kind of looking at it, though, which maybe we shouldn't do because that wasn't the intent. I think a lot of people might come away mm-hmm. with the question, can you get away with 7.5 practically?
Right, and that is a big question. And the discussant, Tom Lynch, yesterday certainly made the point that maybe we should be thinking of 7.5 as the dose to use. I'm a little cautious still because what we have is response data showing that either dose improves response. We have progression-free survival data showing that, yes, you improve things, but it was less than a month improvement for both of them. We don't have the survival data yet, but there was really no way of looking at any difference numerically, at least between the 15 and the 7.5, even if you couldn't do it statistically. So I don't think it's necessarily wrong to think about using 7.5, but I'm not ready to make the change in my practice, and certainly we won't be making a change in the adjuvant trial where we're still using the 15 every 3 weeks.
Any theoretical way to sort this thing out in terms of, you know, sort of the lower limit that you would need in order to saturate, I guess, you know, whatever, the VEGF receptors?
There could be, but we haven't figured out how to do it yet. We found a lot of prognostic markers, but we haven't really found anything that helps us predict who's going to respond and who isn't. I think if we could do that, if we knew which target we were really going after, other than VEGF in general, that would be helpful. But as you know, VEGF levels correlate with survival. They don't correlate with response to the drugs. And we just heard the mesothelioma presentation of adding bevacizumab in that situation with gemcitabine cisplatin, which didn't show a survival advantage. But also the VEGF levels, if anything, were the opposite of what you would have expected, where having a lower VEGF level predicted for better response to the bevacizumab. So I think we are very far away from understanding how to predict who's going to benefit from the drug. And I think we need to do that before we're able to predict, can we get away really with the lower dose?